to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Okay, the guy who ended the war in Iraq, the guy who says you should be able to marry anyone you want, and the guy who created 4 million new jobs, that guy, President Obama, and Michelle are coming to my house for dinner on June 14th, and I want you to be there too. But you have to go to joinobama.com for your chance to win, and the contest ends tomorrow night. So go right here, right now, because we need him, and he needs us.
That's the latest ad from the Obama campaign featuring actress Sarah Jessica Parker inviting supporters to donate to attend a fundraiser at her home in New York. Presidential race is where we get started. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. From MSNBC, for example, Tom Roberts talks to political strategist Chris Corfinis and Earl O'Fari about fundraising efforts from both of the campaigns.
All right, so getting SJP on the East Coast. He had George Clooney on the West Coast, Chris, for that big fundraiser out in Hollywood. How important is the Hollywood set for the president's campaign coffers?
Well, I mean, it's an important source of money. That's, I think, is pretty clear. I mean, here's, I think, the catch-22. You got to be a little bit careful, you know, with the celebrity angle, because especially in terms of middle America and independent voters, and it doesn't matter if the celebrities are from the right or the left, it kind of rubs, you know, voters a little bit wrong. So you got to be, I think, a little bit careful. So I'm not sure you're going to see a lot of, you know, celebrity hosted fundraisers come the fall, at least kind of get this kind of press coverage.
Well, is that the idea, get it out of the way early? Because remember, John McCain, you know, launched those web ads, and not web ads, but those campaign ads, basically likening President Obama to Britney Spears and Paris Hilton. That, you know, he had this celebutant status.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think this is necessarily something that rubs off on the president directly, but it's one of those things you don't necessarily want to be hanging around with Hollywood when the country, I think, is kind of struggling. And I think the reality here is you got to balance that. And both sides are going to do this. And, you know, the Romney campaign, the super PACs, they're going to raise well over $1 billion. So it's right. Kind of, you got to kind of deal with this reality, raise this money now, and then focus on the campaign come the summer and the fall.
Earl, the RNC released an ad in response basically mocking the Obama campaign for focusing on Hollywood fundraisers in the wake of last week's dismal unemployment report. The GOP tried to use, as I said, Obama's celebrity against him in 08. Do you think this is a more effective strategy? And let us not all forget that Mitt Romney is palling around with Donald Trump, who likes to go on TV and, you know, launch the conspiracy theories of birtherism.
Right.
So it's a lot different, I think, when you think of SJP and George Clooney as opposed to Donald Trump, right?
Yeah, I think it's a major difference. Let's face it, when you're looking at George Clooney, you're looking at someone who is clearly, although there's obviously politics involved, he's a political person, but at the same time, they don't see him, you know, necessarily as someone running for office, someone who's an elected official, or someone who's of a political bent, even though he is a Hollywood celebrity. I mean, he's on the A-list. But at the same time, when you look at Donald Trump, not only are you looking at a celebrity, you're also looking at a politician or a political wannabe, and if you're associating with him, someone who has views, to say the least, and I'm being very charitable, can be considered very controversial, if not outright kooky and zany, then there's a huge political risk. And as we've seen, Mitt Romney has been challenged time and time again. Why are you hobnobbing with the Donald Trump? Why are you going in that direction? Is there some connection we need to know about? And I think in that sense, it could backfire on him.
Chris, real quickly, I want to get to this because a lot of eyes are going to be on New Jersey tomorrow, the site of a heated Democratic primary. President Obama has voiced his support for Democrat Steve Rothman, and Hillary Clinton has backed Bill Pascrell. So what implications could this primary race have for the president?
Not much. I mean, listen, you know, President Clinton has his views. President Obama has his views. I mean, the good thing about, I think, both of these pretty strong personalities is I think they respect that difference. In terms of any wider implications, I don't think it's going to have any. I mean, the reality is President Clinton is full on in terms of trying to get President Obama elected. No one doubts that. No one questions that. And I think going forward, you're going to see these two, you know, real icons in the party fight and work pretty hard to make sure that happens.
Coming up, more on money in the presidential race. That's here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Daily Edition.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a fiery zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aqua Velva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aqua Velva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aqua Velva. Men get it.
Aqua Velva.
Now what? Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yorgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
After a long day at the office, all I want to do when I get home is watch a little TV. Is that asking too much? But by the time I'm home, somebody's already hogging it. And if I try to record my favorite shows for later, my DVR tells me it's full and can't record anything else. When did TV become such a hassle? Then I saw this offer from Dish. They have a new DVR system called the Hopper that delivers HD content to four different rooms of your home. That's right, one HD DVR, four rooms of shows. And with the Hopper's Primetime Anytime feature, I set the DVR once and watch my local primetime shows in HD for up to 8 days after they've aired. Now I'll never miss my favorites again. Four rooms of TV and a complete DVR experience for my entire home. The Hopper's not only a cool idea, it's a great deal. And it's only from Dish. Call 1-888-770-DISH today. That's 1-888-770-3474. Limited time offer subject to change without notice. Recording capacity limited in select markets. Hopper available with qualifying HD packages. Hardware and programming sold separately. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
Talk Radio in Review. I'm Doug Steffen. The presidential race most likely number one again this week. Here's host Carl Wolfson with political analyst Meredith Woodsman about Mitt Romney's recent $2,500 a plate luncheon in Oregon.
Mitt Romney going to be at the Governor Hotel. He's been there before. And going to be at a fundraising luncheon there. If you want to get in, it's $2,500 a ticket for another $5,000. You can mingle with the robot and have your photo taken with Mr. Romney. And I'm sure he's not going to answer questions by the press. He's just going to do his fake little smile, grab some cash, and leave town. He's done it before. I'd be happier if he took a tour of Portland or the surrounding Portland-Vancouver area and talked to people about their concerns about school funding and health care. Meet some of the people here who are going to benefit from the health exchanges that we're setting up in the state by 2014 under Obamacare. Maybe talk to the governor a little bit about those coordinated care organizations that the governor supported, the legislature passed in February. He's not going to do any of that. He's going to take his money and leave. Now, are you going to go down to the lunch today, pay $2,500?
Oh, absolutely. Of course I am. Right. Will I see you there?
Mm-hmm. You know, well, I don't think there's anything to see, is there?
No, actually, there's not anything to see. I mean, this is a guy who, you know, it's amazing how he can change history and what he's done so quickly. I mean, you know, he just basically lies.
Right. And, yeah. You know, I was listening this morning to Morning Joe. Someone called him. I think maybe Joe Scarborough said, you know, the Republican primary was a circus, but now we got a moderate up. Who's to say he's a moderate? You don't know what he is.
No.
You know, I know during the primary season he called himself severely conservative. He went as far right as possible. But I hope that the country doesn't forget. And, of course, our focus is on jobs and education and health care and the environment. But I hope during this election that the media doesn't settle into this, oh, well, he's a moderate thing, and doesn't forget that this guy's been on every side of every issue.
It's exactly right. And, you know, this is a guy who keeps talking about jobs, Carl. And the amazing thing, you know, when he was governor of Massachusetts, their jobs, he plummeted from 47, he was 47th in the nation.
Right.
When he left.
Right.
I mean, you know, and then just to think of what he's done as a part of his work with Bain Capital and others on the jobs that were lost when they closed down companies, you know, 1,500 workers here, 250 workers there, and then they ended up profiting millions.
Radio man Jeff Dunn talking to CBS political reporter Dottie Lynch about the economy and today's recall election in Wisconsin and how both play into the presidential race.
It appears that there are two fronts in the presidential campaign right now. One would be our economic indicators. The other would be the recall election tomorrow in the state of Wisconsin for Republican Governor Scott Walker, which offers the promise of more hope for either candidate going forward.
That's right. The Wisconsin recall is going to be seen as a bellwether for the general election with the Republican governor up for recall because he tried to slash public employees unions and cut state spending. Democrat saying that he's not creating enough jobs and that this is the wrong way to do it. So Wisconsin is usually a swing state in the general election. I think a lot national politics will be read into what happens in Wisconsin.
And yet it appears as though Scott Walker is going up against the same Democratic candidate that he beat a couple of years ago in the general election to be originally become governor. And it appears as though Barack Obama remains ahead in the polls in the state of Wisconsin going forward. So is this a local story that is getting national attention and yet may not portend the end for Barack Obama or, for that matter, even another 4 years for Barack Obama, considering the current indicators?
Yeah, it's interesting to note that there are local factors, and there's been a massive amount of advertising. I think something like $110 million in paid advertising on this, and it's also a state that's had seven statewide elections in the last 14 months. So the voters are very weary of negative campaigning and of having to spend a lot of money to run these campaigns. So, you know, there are a lot of local factors involved. Some people don't like the Republican governor, think the recall shouldn't have happened. So it's not all about the economy and the two sides' positions on it. And as you said, there are polls in the state showing Obama with an edge, even if the Republican governor wins tomorrow.
The other issue that seems to be facing the candidates today are ongoing economic news, with the unemployment numbers out Friday suggesting that this jobless economic recovery continues. How is the Romney campaign trying to make hay out of what's bad for the rest of this country in terms of our economy going forward?
Well, since it's a centerpiece of both campaigns, Romney, without trying to look gleeful, has said that this is an indication of what he's been saying, that Obama has been bad for the country and doesn't have a plan to create jobs. And I think the Obama campaign, which had been taking credit for the good numbers in the early part of the year, was very disappointed on Friday when these numbers came out. They're trying to say this is short-term and it's going to go up and down, and that in the end he does have a much better plan for jobs than Romney. But I think Romney, as I said, he's got to be careful not to be gleeful. On the other hand, it is the centerpiece of his campaign.
We'll pause and then take a closer look at today's recall election, in fact, in Wisconsin, next up on The Countdown.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The world of talk radio and talk television, the talk media, news talk, sort of political talk radio, and that certainly includes recall election in Wisconsin today. From Fox, Bill Hemmer talks to Wisconsin reporter Steve Brown about President Obama's involvement, or a lack thereof, in today's effort to recall Governor Scott Walker.
President Obama did not visit, did not campaign in Wisconsin. What does Tom Barrett, the Democrat, say about that?
Well, the national media particularly has made more than a little bit of a deal about the president not coming during the 50-day ramp-up to the recall election. But Tom Barrett himself, he says he's gotten plenty of help from the Obama campaign.
I have not asked him to come out here. No, I obviously I understand that he's running a country and he has his own campaign. I will say that his administration has been supportive in that his campaign apparatus has been helpful with volunteers. We've gotten a lot of help from the Democratic National Committee.
And the Obama campaign has sent out emails to supporters in neighboring communities and neighboring states even to ask them to come into the state and help out with get out the vote efforts over the last few weeks. So plenty of help, just not the president personally, Bill.
So what does Scott Walker say about his future if this recall election is a referendum on his time as governor there in Wisconsin?
Well, I mean, it's a situation where the governor really doesn't have a choice. He has been governor for over 2 years. There have been some substantial changes to state government, and he was at the lead of all of that. So he has embraced it, and if it's a referendum, the governor says, he's good with that.
We've got a plan. Our opponents don't have a plan. Their only plan is to attack me. We're going to finish off this last couple of days in the campaign talking about our plans and our vision to move the state forward.
Ultimately, this race is going to be a turnout election. So narrowly divided, both parties believe that they have identified every single voter in this state, and certainly they've all been contacted one way or another.
Host Dave Lee with Wisconsin host Dylan Brogan about the huge amount of money being spent on this election. Most of it is coming from outside the state.
Did you think when we were in the winter of 2011 that we would be at this place now when we were watching people crawling through the windows of the state capitol trying to gain access to their protests? During that time?
I was one of the reporters crawling through that window as well. So a lot of people were talking about recall back then, over a year ago, but not a lot of people predicted it would happen, but it's been a really unpredictable year here in Wisconsin.
The latest in the public opinion polls show Wisconsin Republican Governor Scott Walker with a lead of 3% or 6%, six percentage points heading into this election. Must be a ton of dough being spent in Wisconsin. I'm hearing upwards of $60 million.
Yes, and a vast majority of it is coming from out-of-state groups trying to influence this election. Governor Walker has taken advantage of a quirk in the election law and has raised just an unprecedented sum of money in this recall. It's something about 12-1 in terms of spending for supporting the governor over the Democrats' efforts to recall him. So we have a lot of money coming from outside Wisconsin. It used to be that in the Wisconsin election, people raised their eyebrows when more than 10% of the money came from out of state. Well, in the most recent reporting period, I know Governor Walker had 70% of his campaign donations coming from out of state interests.
Bringing some high profile supporters in on both sides of this recall situation. I know that former President Clinton was in on behalf of Tom Barrett, and Scott Walker has had some impressive out of state support.
Yes, Nikki Haley, the governor of South Carolina, was here on Friday. Bobby Jindal was here the week before. And New Jersey Governor Chris Christie was here not too long ago as well.
So what are you hearing on the streets? You're in the heart of it there in Madison. And just how will support go? How will it fall down? Will this actually bring out the vote? There should be big numbers, right?
We're predicting about a 65% turnout. And, you know, we haven't had a governor's race here in May for decades and decades and decades. So Democrats are really relying on just a huge get-out-the-vote effort in order to sort of combat the lead that Governor Walker has had. They're knocking on 1.5 million doors over the last 3 days. They've been calling about 500,000 people. So Democrats are hoping that they're just going to get enough voters out there that the polls maybe might be wrong.
All right, so let's see. We get away from politics and, well, I don't know, the latest job numbers certainly have a political component to them. They're next here on The Countdown.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends, to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Do your massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles? How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomas & Law Group carefully plan your escape. The Thomas & Law Group has proven itself for over 18 solid years, helping thousands of people like you and me reclaim our financial future. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices nationwide. And the best part? There are no upfront fees at all. You won't pay a dime until the job's done. No upfront costs, no monthly fees, no banking fees. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But really, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group right away for a free, no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst at 800-460-4690. Call now, because you're tired of running in circles. 800-460-4690. 800-460-4690.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running. Along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it,
are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're halfway through this hour. Welcome back. I'm Doug Steffen. The Talk Radio program turning our attention to the latest job numbers. It's been a discussion topic on lots of the serious talk radio shows, like this one hosted by Kevin Thomas. Here he talks to Senator Mike Johanns of Nebraska about the dismal May job report.
I really wanted to talk about the economic report, the jobs report that we got, because I've been watching all sorts of national media and pundits. They all are using the same word, and that's dismal. For the May jobs report, how bad was this thing?
Well, it's a report that you just can't find any good news in it. The job growth in May was the weakest we've seen in 12 months, so it's been a year since we saw one that was this anemic. Less than half of the 150,000 jobs that were expected were added last month. So we're falling behind. The unemployment rate ticks up to 8.2%. Probably the real story, though, is hidden in the more specific numbers. The unemployment rate for women 16 and over is right at 7.9%. About 25% of all young people between the ages of 16 and 19 looking for employment are unemployed. And about 13% of individuals between the age of 20 and 24. The numbers are terrible for African Americans. They're not good for Hispanic and Latino veterans. The unemployment rate is 12.7%. Underemployment's 15%. So, you just keep scratching into this thing to try to see if you can find something that looks good, and it just isn't there.
Senator, is there any group that saw an improvement in the numbers that you've seen? And I know you've been digging through these all day. Is there any group that saw an improvement in the month of May?
Not that I recall. I'm going down through all of these different subcategories, and there just isn't good news. And yet, having said that, you take a state like Nebraska, and the unemployment rate has now dropped below 4%. Last numbers were 3.9. Never got over 5%. So you ask yourself, well, what are we doing in the state of Nebraska that's so unusual that would keep that unemployment so much lower than the rest of the country. And I have to tell you, I just think it's conservative management over an extended period of time. I mean, we balance our budget, we pay our bills, we don't borrow money. We have a diversified economy that really was grown out of the debacle of the 80s when the ag economy was so bad, we realized we had to diversify. So, you know, it can be done. Let me put it that way. There's states like Nebraska that are proving you can do things here that make a difference, but it's not happening at the national level.
Here are our hosts Bob Rose and Jay Anderson talking about the difficulty so many people are having finding jobs and how the Internet is making that even more difficult.
It used to just be, you know, you looked in the paper, you saw an ad. They don't have anything anymore. And I'm not picking on the Gainesville Sun. I don't know. I understand it's kind of expensive to do a classified ad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not picking on them or anything. I just really that would be the place. They've got nothing. They tell you to go like Monster.com. Now, when Monster.com first came out and when the tech bubble, not the tech bubble, but I guess the other, you know, when the economy was still doing mm-hmm. pretty well, it was utilized to some extent. It sounds to me like it's not really where employers are going to look for people so much anymore. So where do they get hooked up?
There's a bunch of different websites. A number of employers use their own company websites. And Saturday morning, I was listening to the Wall Street Journal before my show at 6. And the Wall Street Journal, they did a great story about, and we had talked about it in the last week about, people say they can't find jobs, and employers say there's plenty of jobs,
yeah.
and nobody has the
yeah,
skills
exactly.
for it. And one of the problems, they said, is that the other thing is actually the Internet is causing a big problem because it makes it easier. Instead of having to go to, you know, the particular business and meet the human resources department and give a resume or whatever else, you can sit there at home.
And type it out online.
And hit 27 different businesses in less than an hour with your resume. The downside is they are so specific. These job hunting websites oftentimes go to company what they're looking for, that if you do not have a particular word, it completely throws you out. And there was a business professor from the Wharton School in Pennsylvania
uh-huh.
talking about how he brought up two interesting examples. One was a job they were looking for an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
25,000 people applied for the job, and according to the Human Resources Department of that particular company, none of them were qualified.
Out of 25,000?
Right. I can see half being completely unqualified.
I can see 75% in this economy being unqualified, but
you can't find one out of 25,000.
Let's just spend a few more minutes on jobs and the economy when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
Yeah, it's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now, if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
It's the worst. According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a fiery zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aquavelva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aquavelva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aquavelva. Men get it.
Aquavelva.
What? Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rates subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Coffee and a bagel, $8. Two movie tickets, $30. Tank of gas, $80. I can't control how much I pay for a lot of things, but when it comes to entertainment, Dish gives me all the channels I love at the right price. I call that cost control. My favorite shows and movies are available on my home TV with promotional prices starting at $19.99. Now, why would I ever pay more for TV? With Dish, I don't have to. I get HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. Yes, free. That's one word I don't hear enough of these days. So while I can't control how much I pay for gas, I can make sure I get the best entertainment value for the money. With promotional prices starting at just $19.99 a month for 12 months, it's the biggest deal in entertainment. And it's only from Dish. Call 1-888-770-DISH today to find out more. That's 1-888-770-3474. Limited time offer subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Talk Radio in Review, and this part of the hour focuses on the discussion that many are having on jobs, the economy, the numbers that are out. Here's radio man Matt Patrick with Stuart Varney from Fox talking about the factors that seem to indicate we may be heading into another sort of double dip recession.
Worst day ever on Friday for the street. We're looking at an anemic job report coming out on Friday as well. Plus, what's going on in Europe? All of this, is it a double dip recession we're looking at here?
That's the word that is out there and used frequently nowadays, and that is recession. That's because we in America are spiraling down. We had 3% growth at the end of last year, then 2%. Now it's in the 1% range. Looks like we could be dead flat for the summer. Now, you could use the word recession. Maybe the word recession is apt if it's approaching us. And I think that's the primary problem for investors. It's America. America's spiraling down. Forget Europe for a second. Okay, that's a problem, but it's a minor problem. The fact is, our economy is in decline, going in the wrong direction. That means profits are going to go in the wrong direction, and your 401k is coming down with them. Bad news.
All right, Stuart, but I'm talking about this over the weekend with people, too, and they said, you know, what is this, you know, what is really going on? Here's my thoughts. There's a lot of cash sitting on the sidelines right now, waiting to see what takes place in November, waiting to see what happens with Obamacare, waiting to see what happens with a lot of the regulations, and certainly what happens the first of the year with Tax-O-Mageddon possibly on the way. So could it possibly be, if we can correct these kinds of things, that maybe we can start moving the markets in the right direction?
Yeah, if you get some certainty on the political front, then I think you will change the direction of the investment climate and the economic climate. Now, by that I mean, let's suppose Romney takes the White House and the Republicans win the Senate. Okay, whether you like it or not, that is a clean-cut decision to go with one set of economic policies. Those policies would be less regulation, lower taxes, fewer loopholes. Tax reform, less regulation, no Obamacare. That would give you a certain kind of security. You know what you're getting in the future. I think that would result in a nice market rally and a turnaround for the economy. If the election goes the other way, I think you're in for higher taxes on wealthy people, more regulation, and Obamacare is in place. I don't think that's good news for the markets. I don't think that's good news for the economy. That's my way of looking at it. But you're right, Matt. This is a politicized economy. It's a political marketplace for investors.
Host John Thompson with ABC's financial reporter Richard Davies. Davies doesn't believe we're headed for another recession at all.
Are we headed toward another recession? Kind of a gloom question.
Yes, it certainly is. The fact it's even being raised is something of real concern. It did not look at all like this earlier this year. I have to say, I don't think we are headed for another recession. I think it's always possible in times of real doom and gloom to be even more miserable than the numbers indicate that we should be. But still, Friday's jobs report clearly was a disappointment. Not only were the numbers weak last month, the two previous months, the total number of jobs created was estimated downwards. So we really are looking at slower growth than we'd expected earlier this year.
It has to be somewhat frustrating as well, knowing that so much of what we're doing here, and in some cases doing right, with optimism growing a little bit stronger, according to some employers, especially for later in the year, so much of it is tied to the mess right now that's happening in Europe, that regardless how well we do, we're so much interdependent that they could drag us down.
Absolutely, Bob. More than ever, we are part of a global economic system, and we could be doing everything right, and yet our economy could still be fairly sluggish. But there are problems in the U.S. as well. Despite many companies being in really far better shape now than they were a couple of years ago, they're concerned about the potential fiscal cliff later this year. They're worried about partisan gridlock in Washington, and they also look at the economy generally and go, you know, things are better than they were a couple of years ago, but this does not look like a really strong recovery to me. And the result is they're being very cautious about creating new jobs. And I think Friday's jobs report reflected that concern.
It has to be somewhat unusual, both with historians and those looking at the economy today, to say we're seeing this continued growth, slow but steady growth on the domestic side, but the hiring just isn't coming.
Yeah, it is surprising, you know, Bob, because when you look at companies' bottom lines, you would expect there to be more growth than there is right now in jobs. Usually, after growth starts coming back in the economy, which has been the case for the last 2 years, the economy has been technically growing, usually what follows after that, after about two and a half years, is real growth for the jobs market. We've really not seen that so far, and that's been the surprise.
Do you think ultimately this is the new reality, that perhaps we need to just change our definition of a recovery, in essence, that the people have learned to get leaner and meaner, and they're going to stay this way from here out?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think there is real doubt as to what is going to be the base low unemployment rate in a healthy economy. It could well be that in the future we have higher unemployment rates across the country than would normally be the case in a full-blown recovery. But we don't have a strong recovery yet, so that's not quite clear. I do think, though, you're right, companies have pared back and they're more efficient. Productivity per worker has gone up quite a bit in the last few years. And so, companies are operating with fewer workers and producing as much stuff.
Host Bill Radke and Linda Thomas with MoneyWatch's Jack Otter about how U.S. and world markets have been reacting to the jobs report last Friday.
How have world markets been doing today after that disappointing news?
It was pretty ugly around the world. Asia slipped, Australia slipped. The sort of good news is that as the day went on abroad, there was a little bit of a recovery and some stabilization. So I think it's the same thing that you saw in the U.S. futures. You know, last night it looked like this morning was going to be terrible, and now we're actually barely into positive territory, more or less even. So I think everybody is calming down after the shock of that awful number.
The problem with stocks isn't limited, though, to Friday. That whole month that we just got through was not great. What's going on right now?
Wow, what is going on? It's a good question. I think what we're seeing is, unfortunately, a repeat of the same pattern that we've seen for the last 2 years, which is a fairly strong winter. We saw it whether you're talking about jobs numbers or other economic indicators and the stock market. And then, obviously, a weakening as the weather warms up. This particular round of weakening is pushed not only by the jobs numbers in the U.S., but, you know, Europe is a mess. Many countries are officially in recessions right now in Europe, and others are headed that way. But also, and in a way this is almost scarier, we're seeing slowdowns in the real global growth engines of China, India, and Brazil.
So should we be doing anything about this, saving cash, staying out of the markets? Any advice?
Well, the most important advice is don't try to outsmart the market and time it. It simply can't be done. Someone will do it, because right now there's 10,000 different theories as to exactly how you ought to play it. One of those guys will be right. He'll look like a genius. We don't know which one he is. This sounds so boring, but people need to figure out what kind of investment plan is going to be the right one for either bad times or good times. So they've got a mixture of stocks and bonds, and then sit tight with that. And if you have the stomach for it, when things are going really badly, you sell a little bit of that which has done well, which right now would be bonds, and nibble, believe it or not, at stocks.
Up next, we revisit the Martin Zimmerman case here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your brute against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com, or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So, George Zimmerman and the Martin murder, what talk radio and talk television examining again. Here's Shepard Smith with Judge Andrew Napolitano. They talk about George Zimmerman returning to jail after the judge revoked his bail.
The neighborhood watchman accused of killing an unarmed teenager is back behind bars on judge's order today. And now George Zimmerman wants a chance to explain himself, so says his lawyer. The judge in the controversial case revoked bond last Friday, saying George Zimmerman and his wife lied about their finances to get a lower bond. The defense attorney says it was a mistake, and he's seeking a new hearing to straighten things out with the judge. But in a case that really could hinge on Zimmerman's account of what happened, some of the legal experts are saying this latest development could hurt his credibility and badly. Remember, he claims he shot then 17-year-old Trayvon Martin in self-defense. Prosecutors say Zimmerman was the aggressor. How do you see this?
Well, in reading the events, in reading the transcripts of the events that happened in court on Friday, we learned that it was Mrs. Zimmerman, George's wife, who made the statements that we now know were inaccurate. And the allegation against George is that he remained silent while his wife gave knowingly false information about the state of their finances. What was false about their finances was that there was about between $135,000 and $150,000 that had been collected through a defense fund where ordinary folks could use their credit cards and PayPal and these various paying mechanisms and send money to him, and that money had been accumulated. He will probably say, "I didn't know that I could use this for my bail," and she'll probably say the same thing. But here's the interesting part from the point of view of a judge. He is being punished because what his wife said. Now, the prosecutor will say, well, he shouldn't have sat there silently while the wife gave improper and incorrect information to the judge. Well, yes, he can. It's a criminal case, and he never has to say anything. He has a right to remain silent. If he got on the stand and under oath affirmatively misled the judge, that's a different story. But for him to sit silently by, protected by the Fifth Amendment, where he never has to say a word, shouldn't be punished for it. Bail should be revoked because of behavior of the defendant after bail has been granted, not because of some facts that came to light that the government should have known about before bail was granted.
But the way the government would have learned, it's my understanding, is through either the defendant or his attorney, and neither his defendant or his attorney mentioned what they absolutely knew, and that was that there was this brand new pile of bright and shiny money that came from elsewhere. They didn't say it, and it's that money that is in large part what decides how much bail may or may not be.
Well, yes, but remember, the purpose of bail is to assure that the defendant shows up in court when the court needs
him. Right.
We all know that. If the government comes in and says, we have reason to believe he's not going to show up because he's going to take this money and go to a country with which we don't have an extradition treaty, that's one thing. But for them to say, you know, he's behaving fine, he shows up when we need him, but the money in the court's account isn't enough, we want the bail to go up because we found out he's richer than he is, that's a waste of the court's time. A
couple of more hosts named John Zach and Susan Rose with Peter King from CBS. They discuss the financial issues that put Zimmerman back in the hoosegow.
Tell our listeners what this is all about.
Latest development actually has him back in jail, John. He surrendered yesterday afternoon. This is all about money, the finances that have come in question. You may recall that it is bond hearing back in April. Zimmerman, his wife, his parents even testified that they had no money. It turns out that there was a pretty sizable defense fund, and the prosecution at a hearing last Friday presented evidence that showed the Zimmermans talked about that money and moving it around during jailhouse conversations just in the days leading up to that bond hearing. The judge was not pleased or ordered him back to jail, and that's where he is.
Do we know, Peter, how rich a defense fund it is?
Well, Susan, it's up toward the $200,000 mark, with some of that money being used to his for his living expenses in his undisclosed location, other cash being used to pay the attorney, Mark O'Mara, and other expenses as well. The allegation was that it was about $135,000before the bond hearing, before he got out of jail.
Peter, has George Zimmerman said why he didn't mention this money at earlier court appearances?
No, and we expect that's going to happen if there's a new bond hearing. You mentioned before that his attorney is asking for a new bond hearing. That's no guarantee that the judge will say yes. We expect that's going to happen and that Zimmerman will apologize. Mark O'Mara pretty much told us that this morning on our CBS This Morning program over on the TV side.
We also learned from you this morning, Peter, that if he had hoped for that to happen today, a new bond hearing, it wouldn't be today.
The judge is out of town, so no judge, no hearing.
So this money was being raised to help pay for his defense. How was he raising the money? I mean, going door to door? Was it online?
Well, there was an online defense fund that was set up, a website that was set up last spring, and I think a lot of people were stunned at how much money was in there when they found out. And, Mark O'Mara, his defense attorney, said that he was absolutely stunned and took control of it immediately and now has a third party administering that fund so that neither the attorney nor Zimmerman have direct access to any of that money.
Find out more about all of these items, Talk Radio Countdown Show section, the big box, homepage at DougStephan.com.